And my mother, one time, people used to, they would go, a crowd get together, and they'd go singing.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they'd get through, they'd pile the fish out and name them off. One turned his back, and they'd name the piles off. And one time, my father got a big pile of bullfrogs.
Uh-huh.
And my grandfather Young was at our house. And Ma made a bullfrog leg pie.
It
was just like a
chicken
pie. They all said it was awful good, but I didn't eat chicken pies.
Mm-hmm.
So I never eat any of it.
Mm-hmm.
But they was called bullfrogs.
When I was a child, my older brother used to go frog gigging.
Mm-hmm.
He had some friends out in the country, but I don't think he ever brought any of them home. I don't recall ever tasting it. He used to bring rabbits home and squirrels, and it's been years since I ate a rabbit, but they were good.
Yes, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Rabbits still good.
Yeah. You used to be able to buy them in the grocery stores, but you can't any longer in Atlanta, right?
Not a boy growing up. We caught rabbits. That's the way we got money.
Uh-huh.
Well, there's just not as many rabbits now as
mm-hmm.
there used to be.
Mm-hmm.
We can't sell one now either.
Yeah. Is it against the law? Uh-huh. What, health, do they carry some kind of disease?
Yeah, they do, and they buy them and let them hang up at the store about a week. Produce men come along and pick them up. Of course, it would hardly fit to eat.
Yeah, I guess not.
It's against the law to kill one of these old hawks that flies around and catches chickens now.
Mm-hmm. What do you call worms used for bait in fishing?
Fishing worms, red worms.
All right. Is any difference between a fishing worm and a red worm?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Do you have any name for a particularly large worm used for bait?
Some used to use grub worms.
No, what are they?
An old white worm, crooked up.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you call an insect that glows at night? You see them in the summertime, you know, flashing.
A lightning bug.
All right.
That's the only name that I know for.
Yeah. That's the only name I knew for a long, long time. And then I have heard people call them fireflies, you know, but I don't have any feeling for fireflies. That's a lightning bug for me.
I understand there's a difference in them.
What is the difference?
Well, I don't know, but I heard an old woman talking about that she could see it looked like somebody toting a torch coming down the road by her house. And so one night she decided that she would see what it was.
Uh-huh.
And she got out there with her board and she said she just got level with it, and it got close enough, she just let it have it and knocked it down on the ground and said it was a great big old bug.
Mm-hmm.
And she called that a firefly.
So it would be a lot bigger than a lightning bug.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, listen, what do you think of when you hear a June bug? What is a June bug?
Didn't you never see one?
Yeah, I mean, I know what I call a June bug, but I want to know what you call a June bug.
Well, I always just call these here little old green bugs that gets to flying around in June,
mm-hmm.
last of May and first of June. I just call them June bugs.
They are about, as big as a nickel or a quarter, and have sort of a hard shell.
Greenish looking.
Yeah. When I was a child, we used to catch them and tie a piece of thread to one of the legs and let them fly around. You know, I haven't seen any June bugs in years and years.
Well, there wasn't so many last year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
well,
know.
Tell him about Dave Holloway, June bug.
What's that?